This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I used to be
such a sweet, sweet thing. Weaver, joined here by Mike Cernovich, and we're going to be talking about professors and how some of these professors are even under threat at these universities. I mean, these SJWs are so hysterical. If they catch any bit of wind that these professors don't share their exact same beliefs, well, you know, they're going to do anything they can to run these professors off. So I wanted to go ahead and talk to Mike Cernovich. So, hello, Mike. How are you doing today?
Hey, great. Always great to see you, Millie. Yeah, what I think is hilarious is they're liberal professors who are now actually getting that jackboot on their throat that all of us have felt for all of these years. It isn't enough to go after right-wingers or conservatives or centrists. The professor actually is a leftist. He's an avowed anti-racist, and even he is feeling the wrath of the mob.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty alarming when you have the mob rule mentality where they think that they can just bully and use aggression to essentially scare people off, like we have seen with Ann Coulter.
Yeah, and what they got him for was interesting. There was apparently a holiday. I don't know if we'd call it a holiday or an event, what people want to call it, but it was white people were told to stay off of campus by the administration. You can't make this kind of stuff up. The email has actually been leaked, and the producers back there have the emails where they had said white people cannot come to campus today as a way of honoring people of color. So this Professor Weinstein said, wait a minute. He thought he misunderstood what he was reading. He said, if white people want to voluntarily remain off campus for a day as a show of solidarity with people of color, hey, that's great for them. But if the administration is telling white people they're not welcome, that is actually racism. That is actually oppression. That's what got him in trouble, is he stood up against the idea that white people should be barred from campus for one day, and that set the outrage mob, the SJW outrage mob, out of control. Now, what gets really worse is he has been advised by the police department, breaking news today, he cannot come on campus. He and his wife are both in physical danger. The violence from the left, but God help anybody on, you know, this is something.
Wow.
Yeah, because you know, Millie, you've covered these left-wing groups. You've been to Trump rallies. In your experience, who is the first to be violent, people on the right or in the middle or people on the left?
It is without a doubt always the people with the Antifa, the people on the left. They get hysterical and they can't control themselves. They're emotionally volatile, so they lash out. And it doesn't surprise me that we're seeing the campus then say, oh, well, you have to stay off campus for your own safety because we're afraid of these people coming and hurting you. That's the exact same line or jargon that we heard with Ann Coulter and how the campus canceled her speech.
Yeah, that's actually a justification, is the way they censor us is it's illegal and unconstitutional to say that we can't come onto a state university. And they say, oh, well, you're in danger, so you can't come to campus. And even if we say we still want to go, they'll say, no, you can't. But they never actually arrest any of the wrongdoers who are criminals. So, for example, this, what was his name, Cantor? He was the Berkeley bike lock professor. He took a bike.
Yeah, Eric Canton.
Yeah. So he actually got arrested, but not for what he did at Berkeley. He got arrested for something else. He's such a dodgy character. He apparently had a gun. He was committing a felony in it, and we're still investigating that story. These are the kind of people. Yeah, exactly. Two felony charges. So he's an Antifa guy. But he wasn't arrested for what he did at Berkeley, to my understanding. Maybe that's changed as breaking news. He was arrested for completely unrelated crimes. These people on the left are violent criminals. It can't be denied anymore. These people are scary people. So we're going to leave here in a minute, but what's your take? I mean, you live and breathe with these people for a long time. Should people be worried about them?
I think that people should be worried about the censorship and the indoctrination that we're seeing at universities. That should be the number one concern, without a doubt. Well, stay tuned, guys, because Mike Cernovich is going to be carrying you guys through this last and final hour, and I will be saying goodbye to you guys.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Elad Auto Ship, several of these are loss leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for Auto Ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for Auto Ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
It was Mike Cernovich, guest hosting the fourth hour for the Real Alex Jones Show. A lot of news going on today. It has been a wild day. So the question, I guess, on everybody's mind is it okay to punch a journalist? And you know, we disavow political violence. I do not support violence against people you don't agree with. I certainly know that Mr. Jones and the InfoWars people, we believe in free speech. We try to debate people. But whenever we try to hold a debate or a talk or have a civil discussion, Millie Weaver has done a great job on that. Owen has done a great job on that. There's been so much great coverage at InfoWars about the violence coming from the left and Antifa. Whenever we try to have an event, left-wing thugs and savages and Antifa come in, crash it, they attack us, they pepper spray people, they hit women, they smash people with 2x4s and baseball bats. The media has said, hey, we don't care, man, because everybody that is to the right of Karl Marx is a Nazi, and they've even said it's okay to punch a Nazi. This is what they've been saying. The media has normalized political violence, and I warned people in the media because I don't hate every journalist. Actually, I think there's about 10% of journalists who really want to do the right thing. And then the other 90% are who given those 10% a bad name. But I've warned people. I said, look, if you normalize political violence, then the issue is going to be who can do it better, who can be more violent. You guys should probably say something about this. As a matter of fact, I went into the White House press briefing room, and I confronted the entire White House press corps, and I said, why will no one in the media disavow political violence on the left? Why will you not disavow Antifa? The violence had gotten so bad that a fellow by the name of Base Stick Man had to go in to protect people who wanted to have free speech. There was a fight. I actually wrote about this. There was a fight that had broken out in an open field in Berkeley because Antifa would come in. Yes, exactly. Antifa would come in, and then people on the right had to come in too, and it became like a full-on civil war in the fields of Berkeley. And I said, I really want the media to speak out against this. I really want people on the left to say, you know what? You're right. The violence has been going on to Trump supporters. The violence has been happening to people on the right. This has gone on for too long. We need to do a special on it. We need to disavow this. We need to end this. The media loves it, though. When a Trump supporter is attacked, the media embraces it. And in fact, they do inspire and incite violence against Trump supporters by calling us all Nazis. So what the media had done is twofold. They go, well, is it okay to punch a Nazi? Is it okay to punch a Nazi? Now, most people would say, well, sure, because you have this idea of a Nazi as a terrible person from World War II. And in fact, they were terrible people. But the trick the media played was then they defined everybody as a Nazi. Anybody that doesn't follow mainstream orthodoxy, anybody doing real news is a Nazi. And they kind of snuck that one in there. But I warned people. I said, once you start telling people it's okay to punch those you disagree with, then the media people are going to get punched. And I warned them. I warned people. I said, guys, let's do a debate. I'd offered $100,000 to charity if Keith Olbermann would debate real Alex Jones. This is how hungry we are. Those of us who are moderates, people like me, InfoWars, we're actually political moderates. Compared to the far left, you can't even call us right-wingers anymore. We are all moderate people because the far left, they want to take away everybody's guns. They want to enslave people. They want open borders. They want terrorism everywhere. So I said, I will donate $100,000 to charity if Keith Olbermann will debate real Alex Jones in an open forum with the moderator, a neutral moderator. Alex Jones was, of course, fully on board. He wanted to do the debate. So you got money for charity, $100,000 for charity, open debate. They won't debate us in an open field, though, because they cannot win the war of ideas. The only way they can defeat us is by blacklisting us, by censoring us, by attacking our advertisers, by delegitimizing people, by lying about people, by spreading fake news about people. So again, this is all leading to what happened in Montana. So a candidate for Congress put his hands on a reporter, and you know what happened? The media freaked out. But I said, I go, you know what? That won't cost them even one vote. And in fact, not only did it not cost them a vote, he raised $100,000 in 24 hours. People were glad that he punched the media. He raised $100,000 in 24 hours in campaign contributions. People actually said they came out to vote for him, not in spite of him putting his hands on a fake news journalist, but because of it. You would think this would be a wake-up call. You would think the media would say, we are done with the violence. We are sorry. We apologize for inciting violence against Trump supporters. We apologize for saying it is okay to hit people you don't agree with. We were wrong, and we're now going to do an expose on Antifa and the political violence coming from the left that is happening to people on the right. But of course not. Of course not. Hubris, or as the Bible says, as the good book says, pride cometh before a fall. Pride cometh before a fall. The media is too proud to admit, hey, maybe we contributed to this culture of violence. Maybe this is our fault. Maybe we need to ratchet down the rhetoric. Maybe we need to stop dehumanizing people. Maybe we need to stop calling everybody Nazis. Maybe we need to stop lying about people. Maybe we need to cover the violence that is happening to Trump supporters. Maybe a little bit of humility. No, they're doubling down. This proves that Trump is a bad guy, his people are fascist, and that this is an assault on the free press. They're doubling down on that narrative rather than showing a little contrition and a little bit of self-awareness. So I predicted over a year ago that political violence would become normalized, it would become more common, and I predicted that people on the right would do it better than people on the left. And that is another point that is being missed by the media. This point being missed. This is not a threat because I want a debate. Again, show me anybody on the left who has ever offered $100,000 for charity to debate me. Alex Jones, big name. We could raise a lot of money for charity. We could live stream it, have a super chat go and contribute. I bet you we could raise $1 million if we had a big, like a WrestleMania. Wow, this is a great idea. I wish Alex were here right now. We could just brainstorm off each other. I envision a major UFC event, a major boxing match promoted by CNN, co-promoted by InfoWars, maybe get Breitbart, Daily Caller, Cernovich Media, get all of us in a room and we could have like an undercard lean to a main event. So the left, they could have Keith Olbermann, Bill Maher, Sam Harris, Jake Taper, Brian Stelter, all these guys on the left could come in. Be like a big battle royal. And then we could have people on the right. Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Millie, Cernovich, Stephen Molyneux. We could have, you know, we could have 5-10 people on each side. And then it would all lead up. God, this would be, where is Alex right now when you need him? This would be an amazing, amazing event. We could cut up a promo for it. I bet you we'd do $1 million for charity. I would put up $100,000 of my own money from Cernovich Media. I would put up $100,000 to see this event happen for charity. It would be the battle royale, the left versus the right. Who has the better ideas? Who can engage in free speech with the most tenacity, the most ferocity? Who has a better argument? Who's more logical? Who's more cogent? Millions of people would watch this. We could air it on every network. Air it live on CNN, air it live on NBC, ABC, Fox News, MSNBC, air live on everybody's social media, on everybody's YouTube, crowdfund donations, live streaming, all money would go to charity. Why isn't this happening? We could raise at least $1 million for charity. Well, I'll tell you why. They can't beat us in an argument. They can't win. That's why they won't show up and debate us. That is why the media sends their little Nazi soldiers, their little Antifa thugs, to come in and disrupt our events. Because if they actually met with us one-on-one and raised millions of dollars for charity, they would be trounced. Because the left is intellectually, morally, and spiritually bankrupt. The left are the archetypes of terrorists. They create it. They want terrorism against us. That's why they'll never debate us. Instead, what do they want to do? Well, they want to get Sean Hannity's advertisers pulled. They write hit pieces every time Alex and I do a show together. George Soros pays people to monitor it, and you know, I think it's a great service, by the way. I don't have any problem. I think it's hilarious that George Soros, that's a dream job. Think about that. The job that George Soros pays people to do is to watch everything that we do, download the videos and transcribe it, and then write articles about it. That is a dream. How could I? Can I have that job? Can I get paid to watch Infowars.com and to transcribe what I read and to write about these articles on these amazing people on the right who are doing real journalism and actually standing up to power elite in the deep state? That would be a dream job to me. Why can't I need to apply? George Soros, if you're watching, and I know you are. David Brock, I know you guys are watching. Hit me up. Maybe, you know, maybe we can have a win-win. I'll tell you in advance what I'm going to do, and then you can donate my salary to charity. But again, they don't want open debate. They want the same thing they're going after Sean Hannity's advertisers. They want to get us kicked off of YouTube. They want to get us kicked off of social media. They can't win in open debate. And of course, that is why you got to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Because there aren't advertisers. Look what is happening to Sean Hannity. Bill O'Reilly was kicked off of Fox News because of the advertiser boycott. There is now a massive advertiser boycott going on against Sean Hannity. It might actually get him fired. So there's right now a Memorial Day Patriot special, 40% off Survival Shield X2. There are no advertisers. You are the advertisers. You are the people. Every time you shop, every time you buy a product, every time you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you are the advertiser. You keep it in business because the left is working hard to shut us down. Thanks again. I'll be back after the next set.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card, but don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Jones, and today, again, like Alex will tell you, we're not bragging. We just want to let you know where you can find the real news. let's do a flashback to lead up to this amazing video climax. It's spectacular. Even though karmically, I do not wish poor health on anyone. I do not wish Parkinson's disease on Hillary Clinton or anyone. That is very, very bad. So that is bad energy. I don't wish it on her. But let's do a flashback. I believe the article was published by the Washington Post September 6, 2016. Can we just stop talking about Hillary Clinton's health now? So as you know, the Alex Jones Show InfoWarriors had been receiving legitimate sources of information who said that Hillary Clinton's health had been so bad that the Secret Service had a step stool put up for her in the van. So Alex and his people were getting this kind of intel. I was too. They had said her, actually, she has a step stool going on to get into the big SUV or whatever you call it, the big Suburban. And then what they would start to do is, rather than have Hillary Clinton enter and exit the vehicle facing the camera, she would walk behind the car and get in that way where cameras were out of sight. So we kept hearing that something was really wrong, and we began to talk about her health. She would have coughing fits. The media would call them allergies. And then we would go and fact check the media and say, well, wait a minute. When she gave that talk, she actually was having no allergies. There was no pollen. There was no ragweed. There were no allergens in the air. But when you would actually fact check the media, you would find out there were no allergens. It was made allergen safe. So I kept pushing that story hard. Paul Joseph Watson pushed it hard. Alex Jones, all of the InfoWars team pushed it hard. We were called fake news. Oh my God, you're fake news. They wrote about me to this day. When they write about me and they want to try to attack me, they say, Mike Cernovich has spread conspiracy theories about Hillary Clinton's health. They can't quit talking about it. So on September 6, 2016, the Washington Post and all the fake news media said, you're not allowed to talk to her health. And then, of course, we had that fateful day where a hero citizen journalist captured Hillary Clinton having a seizure as she was walking into her SUV. So why are we talking about this now? InfoWarriors vindicated, because today, and they're going to have that clip ready for you. Today, Hillary Clinton, while giving a graduation speech, had another coughing fit. So let's go ahead and watch that clip if we have it.
You know, 4 years ago, maybe a little more or less for some of you. So, man, I've got to get a lozenge. Thank you. I told the trustees I was sitting with, after hearing Tala's speech, I didn't think I could get through it. So we'll blame allergy instead of emotion. But, you know, you arrived at this campus. You arrived from all over. You joined students from 49 states and 58 countries. Now, maybe you felt like you belonged.
There you go. Vindicated again. Now, again, I don't wish, and I know a lot of people would disagree because people believe, well, she does belong in prison. It isn't people believing it. She does belong in prison. She is a criminal. She is the most wanted traitor in American history, worse than Benedict Arnold. But that said, she does have Parkinson's and some kind of condition. So what medical experts will tell you about Parkinson's is people think of Parkinson's very stereotypically. They understand the tremors that people have, but they don't understand, too, that neurologically it affects your throat. So your throat will actually close up when you're a Parkinson's patient. It's a very sad condition. That is, again, why I do believe Hillary Clinton belongs in prison, but medically I don't wish this on anybody because it is horrific, and I know people who have suffered, and you never want to wish a serious medical condition on anybody. That's not, it's not good. God doesn't approve of that. Nobody should want to do that. I'm just telling you the facts. I'm not gloating about it. So what happens is neurologically your throat starts to close up, and then you can only drink special water that has a higher viscosity. Otherwise, you can choke on water. So that's why Hillary Clinton can't even drink water out of a normal water bottle. So what's the message here? The real news. Who had this health story first? InfoWars.com did. Mike Cernovich did. Paul Joseph Watson did. We had it on the internet. The media actually told us we couldn't talk about it. This is why you cannot listen to the fake news media. When they tell us they can't talk about something, they know that it's true.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Waging War on Corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Back again, Mike Cernovich filling in for the fourth hour of the Real Alex Jones Show. Thanks for watching in. By the way, we can't do this without your support. That's why, again, people say, why do you talk so much about the InfoWarsStore.com? Why do you care so much? Because the advertising war is happening. Look what is happening to Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity lost USAA, which is an insurance company dedicated to soldiers. The military is pro-Sean Hannity. The military is pro-InfoWars. But if you can't have advertisers, you have to support yourself. And that's why with the Memorial Day store, you're actually standing up against censorship when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, I'm proud. I'm proud to tell people about these products because they do work, they are effective, and it is how you fund the information war. We don't have advertisers. We don't have big sugar daddies like George Soros. We only have you, the people, who every time you shop here, you're standing up for America. Speaking of America and American values, video games are now waging war on Christianity. You can't make this stuff up. There's a new video out there, a new video game out there called Far Cry 5, and we're going to load up the clip here in a minute, where what they want to do is attack Christians as being some kind of cultists, as being some kind of members. In the promo trailer, they make everybody, the whole plot of the game is that Christians have taken over in Montana. These bad, evil Christians. If you're a Christian, you're probably in a cult. You're killing people. They show people at a table with wolves and knives, and they have a guy tied up. The whole attack on Christianity and Christians in America is coming from every level. The mainstream media, Hollywood, and now for video games. So let's go ahead and watch this clip, and then we'll talk about it. You hear that, right? Amazing Grace playing in the background, peaceful music. The video game world and the video game industry is controlled by the far left, by the social justice warriors. They are now directly attacking Christians. I don't see Christians going into concerts where little girls are and blowing things up. I don't see Christians committing terrorist acts. I don't see Christians in Christianity endorsing terrorism. I don't see Christians trying to impose their hardcore Christian laws on other people. But that is what is actually happening. So that is what the media is trying to say is true about Christians and Christianity, even in the video game world. But let's compare it to these leaflets that were seen outside of a mosque. Let's see what is actually going on in the real world. Because again, I respect everybody's religion. I believe religion is a good thing for people. Judaism, Christianity, there are many good Muslims out there. I don't like this divisiveness about everybody's religion if people practice it peacefully and if they control the violent people. But as journalists, we do have to tell the truth. And the truth is that Far Cry 5 video is propaganda from the left. George Soros probably backed that, probably funded by Soros and the Media Matters types. They're probably funding that kind of propaganda. That isn't the reality, though. Christians are not doing this kind of stuff. Now let's look at these leaflets that were found in a mosque. Let's compare.
This is direct from Didsbury Mosque. This is a leaflet that I was given on an open day. And this says, living in a society in which people have accepted Western lifestyle as their way of life brings immorality at every step. Modesty, shame and honour have no place in Western civilization. That is direct from Didsbury Mosque.
All right.
And that was given in a very expensive package with DVDs.
All I can say is I have been an attendee of Didsbury Mosque for 30 years or so. And Didsbury Mosque is a mosque that opens its doors to non-Muslims every week on a Sunday. It's a very multicultural community. It's a mosque that invites women in, men in, people of all faiths and all nationalities. And where that's come from, I don't know.
That's absolutely correct. And that was given to me on a Sunday,
David.
On an open day. You get tea and biscuits, very, very nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Very, very nice people.
It's not an official...
I have also...
It's official from Didsbury Mosque, having debates with young women. I think
two lines
taken out of context about Didsbury Mosque is unfair.
All right. Sorry, how is that out of context?
Hold on.
How is talking about British civilization, Western civilization?
Yes.
Out of context.
We don't know who handed it to
That's
you
it.
Or who wrote it. That's
Thank
the
you.
Point. I know, but
it's a charity leaflet that's
right.
given out officially from Didsbury Mosque.
All right, you've made the point.
Of leaflets.
Thank you. All right.
What more do you want?
So this kind of stuff, and this is why the media divides people, this kind of stuff to me is very conflicting for me because I do know very, very, very many Muslims who are opposed to this stuff, and they have spoken out about it, and they think it's gone completely crazy. But there's a large segment of Muslims who do endorse terrorism. They don't say anything. They don't report on the people who are radicalized. You can't get the truth about Islam and Muslims. So, for example, that woman who said that the mosque is open on Sunday and women are welcome, are women allowed to be with the men, though? Famously, there was Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau, who claims he's a feminist and is really against the patriarchy, and we really have to do something about these oppressive white Christians. There is a great picture of how Trudeau went to a mosque in Canada, and his female staffers had to go into a separate entrance, and they weren't allowed to sit with the men. They were segregated by gender. It isn't Christians who are doing this gender segregation. So on the one hand, you have people like Trudeau, you have all these university professors, you have all these media people, and they claim, look at these lunatic Christians. I mean, that really is what that Far Cry thing is. Look at these lunatic Christians. Can you imagine the outrage if there was a big video game about mosques, terrorists and mosques? That's how you know the left is intellectually bankrupt. Let's just imagine as a thought experiment. Let's imagine there was a video game funded by a major corporation where they told the true story about the Orlando shooter. They told the true story about the terrorists in Brussels. They told the true story about the shooters in Paris. In fact, the Munich attack, Nice, Paris, and now the Manchester attack, and they had a mosque. And in their promotion, they had mosques going on there, and they were talking about Muslims being radicalized and sharing propaganda. What would the media do with something like this? Would that video game ever be allowed on the shelves? But there's a bigger question. If there were a picture of Muhammad hanging behind me, would I be killed? If I posted a picture behind me of Christians mocking them, defacing them, I obviously wouldn't do this because that would be wrong, and I don't believe in mocking anybody's religion, and I certainly wouldn't do it to the great Christians listening here. But if I did, my life would not be in danger. If Christians would not come in and try to kill me, and this is proof. This is empirically proven. There have been all kinds of vile, vile things like Piss Christ, where they put a crucifix of Jesus in urine, funded by taxpayers, by the way. That isn't even art. It's just vulgar. It's actually funded by taxpayers. Christians aren't going to go in there and murder anybody, blow anything up. Charlie Hebdo. Right? Those of you listening in, do you remember the Charlie Hebdo murders? There was a satirical newspaper in France that made fun of everybody. They ridiculed Catholics, Jews, Christians, Protestants, Muslims. In the most vile, vulgar ways, again, ways that I don't approve of, they would make caricatures of Jewish people, caricatures of the Virgin Mary engaged in all kinds of vulgar acts, completely degenerate. And I don't even think artistically valuable. It's complete degeneracy. But they had a right to do this, and they had every right to do this. Well, then what happened is they did satire on Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad. What happened next? AK-47s, murderers everywhere. Now, what happened on social media? The Charlie Hebdo murders, I think, were 2 or 3 years ago. Everybody on social media, I stand with Charlie Hebdo. More hashtags. Jesus Charlie. Everything on social media, hashtag campaigns, standing up against it. But they wouldn't name who did it. They wouldn't identify the enemy. They wouldn't say this was caused by radical Islamic terrorism. And if they did, they would be fired. But they had a hashtag. So we have now had, how many terrorist attacks have there been since Charlie Hebdo? I think there's been one at least every month in Europe. I lost track of them. I was actually trying to keep track of them. But you can't keep track of all the terrorist attacks coming from, again, radical Islamic terror. So Far Cry 5 and the Hollywood and media entertainment establishment, they won't dare criticize Islam. In fact, they do the opposite. I don't know. Do we have that Katy Perry clip? So Katy Perry had come in. So here's what you have coming from Hollywood. If you believe in God and Jesus and you believe in Easter and Christmas and Christianity, you're some evil cultist who's probably a cannibal. But if you are part of a religion where there's terrorist attacks all over the world, actually, every day. There was martial law declared in the Philippines. You can't even criticize it. So let's try to load up that Kate Perry clip if we have that. It's a great clip, and it really is a great contrast between what the media is saying versus what we have.
The greatest thing we can do is just unite and love on each other, and like no barriers, no borders. Like we all need to just coexist.
What a joke. You watch this stuff and you're just thinking, what a joke. And of course, the Navy SEAL had a great reaction to that video, I think.
No.
I think if you want, you are, if you come to America, you're American and nothing else, and American foremost. And I think that what this is we don't have people who respect the culture of the United States of America. I mean, you have people like Katy Perry, for instance. I mean, this woman has said, oh, we need to give them hugs.
Hug it out.
Yeah, hug it out. Go to hell, Katy Perry. Hold one of your concerts in Syria and see how that goes. She is not, I mean, these people fundamentally don't understand what is going on here.
But you don't think she's coming from a bad place. You just think they don't get the threat.
Oh, I think they're just completely benign, and they don't understand any of this, and they don't want to understand, too. And that's why I'm so strong against these celebrities who speak out, say, oh, well, we can fight this through love, or, you know, it's not really violent, and they don't mean it. We are putting the political correctness of you know, the Islamic culture over our lives of our citizens, and we need to stop that immediately.
Quickly, I want to ask you.
Hey, man. I believe in free speech. Again, we can all link this back, by the way, to the very first segment we did on that liberal professor who is an avowed anti-racist, Professor Weinstein. He's a liberal professor, avowed anti-racist, who wants to coexist. And the far left in America won't let us coexist. And that is why the far left is actually using radical Islamic terrorism as a weapon to attack the right. And that is why the media is using radical Islamic terrorism to silence the people that they disagree with, and it's why they won't tell the truth about it. So, I mean, let's just think about it. I love the idea of coexisting. That is what free speech is fundamentally about. Free speech is all about, hey, you can make fun of each other. In fact, Comedy Central made fun of me. I went and did a talk with them, and I knew they were going to edit me, and they edited me completely out of context, but in a very funny way. And a lot of left-wingers go, oh, Comedy Central, they really got Cernovich good. And I thought, what are you talking about? I believe in free speech. I believe in jokes. I'm happy for Comedy Central to make fun of me. I think that that is what we need is free speech. It's the left that opposes free speech. It is radical Islam that opposes free speech. The terrorism, again, it isn't happening from a Christian. So I believe Far Cry 5 has the right to do a video game making Christians, trying to make Christians look terrible. I think that that's awful. I think it's disgusting. I think it's Christian phobic. I think it goes against Western values. I think it's vile. And I know that it's propaganda designed to create violence against Christians. That said, they have a free speech right to do it. Where is the free speech right to do a video game from Far Cry 5 about Muslims, where they're being radicalized in the mosque, with the terrorism coming from the mosque? That would never be allowed. You would not only be attacked by the government, and the EU would actually be arrested. That's a great point to think about is, if you were in the EU or the UK, and you did a video game like Far Cry 5, but you made it about Islam, you would go to prison. Katie Hopkins, I believe is her name, there's a British commentator who was on Twitter and said, enough of this terrorism, we need to stand up against this, what is going on? She was reported to the police, and the police department said, we're investigating it. At first, I thought it was a hoax, right? I said, I can't believe this. No, so I think her name is Kate Hopkins. On Twitter, criticized Islam. They reported her to the police on Twitter. The police account on Twitter said, we are investigating her. That really does say it all. They're more worried about mean tweets on Twitter, which, and by the way, her tweet wasn't even mean. She wasn't even saying Islams are savages or animals or anything. It was just saying, hey, we need to talk about this. We need to have an open conversation about this, right? Jail. You go to jail. So if you're in Europe, there is no free speech in the EU. There is no free speech in the UK. If you did Far Cry 5, a video game like that, yes, so Katie Hopkins, though, it looks like she lost her job, too. Is that... So maybe she's off her network and everything, right? So not only is she losing her job, she's also losing her freedom potentially. She might go to prison. She might go to prison over a tweet that could have been worded a little bit differently, right? She could have used, people have to be careful how they word things and realize the cultural context of what they're saying. And that's part about being in the media, is being conscientious. But she could go to jail. So why can't you do a video game like Far Cry 5 in America or the UK? Because if you did it in the UK or the EU, you'd go to prison because it'd be hate speech. If you did it in the US, you legally might be allowed to do it, but your offices would be firebombed. If you did a video game with a picture of Muhammad in a mosque talking about radical Islamic terrorism, your offices would be firebombed by Muslims. And that's just the truth. So what's the answer? I don't know. That's what we have to think about. My view is the answer is free speech. My view is that religions cannot coexist in a culture that doesn't allow free speech. That's why the First Amendment has the Establishment of Religion Clause and the Free Speech Clause. Because if you do establish a religion, you can't have free speech. The only way religions can coexist is if we can criticize each other, critique each other, mock each other, and we have to just let people do the vile caricature. How else can free speech exist? Infowarsstore.com. Free speech exists because it takes money to fund these operations. They're really trying to expand. They're building out the studios, and they have contractors everywhere. Brainforce is 47% off of retail right now. There's a huge Memorial Day Patriot special. Free speech needs money.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They railed against the crowd, another ragtag band,
back once again, Mike Cernovich, with the final segment. There's so much going on, and for those of you who are wondering how to find me, you can go to twitter.com/Cernovich. So much going on. We have, of course, a reminiscent. I think that we've talked a lot about the Seth Rich case, and I wanted to talk about it just a little bit more because there's a lot of fake news about my role in the investigation, and, of course, they always lie about us when they can. The number one thing I've noticed about the Seth Rich case is the media is telling us we can't talk about it. Well, that sounds an awful lot like Hillary's health. The last time the fake news media told us we couldn't talk about a subject, it was Hillary's health. They said, you guys cannot talk about it. She's perfectly healthy. And then, of course, she had a seizure on 9/11. And then today she had another coughing fit. Why does the media care so much about debunking, which they're not doing? Why do they care so much about debunking the Seth Rich case? Hey, there's a few people. If I spent my time debunking all the nonsense about me and Alex Jones that George Soros funds every day, I couldn't get any work done. I don't care that there are a bunch of people lying about me on the internet every day of my life. I don't have time to go mess with that. So why is the media creating a narrative to shut this story down? Now, I'm going to be clear about what my position is. I do not know if Seth Rich was the source of the DNC leaks, but I also do not believe that the Russians had any involvement with that. The AIT guy could have provided the kind of emails that WikiLeaks had in the leaks. So why is it that the media is freaking out so much? Because we're investigating. What we found through our investigation is that there's been total police incompetency and that the DNC rushed in to help the family, and there's been no competent investigation. And this is why I know there is some kind of cover up with the Seth Rich murder. Imagine something happened, God forbid, to an InfoWars person, right? I can tell you what would happen. There would be a 24-hour hotline. There would be a tip line. Alex would be offering reward money. It would be a full 9/11 style kind of emergency. What is going on? What happened? Private investigators would be hired. There would be actually what is going on, a full investigation. Seth Rich was a DNC staffer. The DNC is a multi-billion dollar corporation. They bring in all the money from all the big donors, Warren Buffett, Facebook, Zuckerberg. They bring in all the money from Soros. Where was the hotline? Where was the investigator? Isn't that interesting that the DNC did not hire a private investigator? They did not set up a billboard. They did not offer a tip line. They didn't put billboards up in the neighborhoods where he was murdered. They didn't send people out right away to investigate. They didn't look for any camera footage. Has anyone here seen a photo picture of the suspect? Cameras everywhere. There are cameras everywhere because we live in this Orwellian world in D.C., Big Brother-style surveillance state in D.C. I haven't seen a sketch of the suspect. Why not? Why isn't there a billboard up? Why weren't the rewards offered? No, no, no. The DNC didn't hire anybody to investigate the murder, to find the murderer. O.J. Simpson did a better job pretending to look for the real killer than the DNC did to look for the killer, Seth Rich. Instead, all the DNC did was they go, oh, hey, we're going to give you a PR damage control person. So all the DNC cared about was covering it up, doing damage control, sending some public relations flack who doesn't care about the Seth Rich family. He only cares about the DNC and their reputation. And there was no investigation ever done. To me, that's intriguing. Again, I'm not saying Seth Rich was the source of WikiLeaks because I don't know. And as a lawyer and a journalist, I look for the evidence. I don't say what I don't make up stories like the fake news media. There are more questions than answers. We're going to keep looking, and the fake news media cannot stop us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.